Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
It's been a minute since
we've seen
you.
Yeah, seriously. It's been a while since we've seen you. Sorry for the Tuesday mishap. It just wasn't the vibe.
No, it was not the vibe.
How was moving, speaking of?
It was nice. It was easy. It was smooth. It was honestly like the easiest move ever. And I unpacked all my stuff. Yeah.
What the fuck? I think
I'm an efficient queen.
I've lived in my apartment for like 2 years. I think I'm still unpacking stuff. Like, that's not even a joke.
I still have like a few clothes. But
it was
like so seamless. It was actually kind of crazy how easy it was. Yeah. Damn. Shout out Oz Moving Company.
Oh,
they're slaying the game.
That's one I've never heard before.
Yeah, no. The
Oz?
Yeah, the Wizard of Moving.
Okay, shout out. Yeah. Major shouts. Yeah. I love that so
also,
much.
Also, hey, Fights.
What's up?
Yeah, hey. We're going to introduce. We have, obviously, we're doing kind of a double episode today. But in doing that, we also brought along John Fadelberg to come through and do a little draft with us, to answer some voicemails with us, hang out.
I don't think I knew about voicemails. I'm very excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing it. Buckle in, because we're going to be here for a little bit. But we're excited to have you because I don't think, and I realized this last night, I don't think that we have once discussed a single song from the new album. Wow. You kind of were off the, like a little bit, but you were off, I don't know where you were when it came out. And you, so you
I was in Ireland.
You were in Ireland. So you didn't listen to it like right when it came out. You waited till you got back.
Yeah, I did. That's right. Because it didn't come out until
Friday,
like
April
4 a.m. for me. And I was like, well, I'm not doing that. Oh. And then it was just, I don't know, you're on vacation with your family.
What
like,
about
I
on the plane?
I don't know. I sometimes it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah,
just didn't feel right. I was like, I want to get completely in the zone. Mm-hmm. So I probably didn't listen to it. And then it's one of those things that compile too.
Yeah.
Where once, and now it's like, well, I've given it time. Now I have to wait till the perfect time.
Ooh, of course.
And then it's like, well, the perfect time's never coming. So whatever. I got to it eventually. It's actually weird you say that we haven't talked about it because I think that's arguably the only downside of this job is you stop just having conversations with your
friends. Like, I haven't had just a hey how are you conversation
let's talk about our comment. Well, is there a microphone around? Who fucking cares if there's a microphone around?
It's always, well, wait,
save it for the pod
and then like, so now you know everyone will reap the benefits of this, but I am so curious about your thoughts on some of the songs. I'm curious to know which ones are your favorites, which ones you'll pick in our draft. I'm intrigued.
What's your like overarching opinion, thoughts about the album?
I think, and I don't read much, but I think just going based on vibes, I think my opinion is probably about the majority.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Mm. Not her best.
That it's
but
a
very,
it's
very
an
good
masterpiece. Oh,
yeah.
sorry.
Like I think
weird. That's like not what everybody says. But.
I don't know what people, but I think that's probably
Yeah. Some people think it's her best. Some people think it's up there. You know, nothing surpasses Folklore in this house. But
correct.
We still are loving it, and people are loving it more as time goes on. Like I feel like it's getting. Like bigger.
Yeah.
You know?
I would agree with that. And actually, that I would say my first listen, and maybe it's because I put so much pressure on myself in that week. Mm-hmm. My first listen, I would agree with people. I think some people said that it all sounds the same.
Yeah.
My very first listen, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And I actually think that's what the, like, that's how I feel about Drake too. But I don't love Drake, so I don't go back and listen again.
Right.
But as I've listened more and more Taylor, so I actually understand the criticism, if that is a criticism. I think maybe Nate,
it was.
I
it's like, it was like the original thing. They all kind of sound the same. But I think still very much about
so
this
long.
Album.
That's
it's so
why.
Long, but I think still very much about this album. Like, you got to listen to the whole thing. I know that sounds crazy because it's 2 hours, it's two albums, whatever. But like, I listen to it in succession. Like, I start it at Fortnite and I end at the manuscript. Like that's how I go every time. Like I sometimes will skip around if I want to hear, if I'm in like a specific mood for a specific song, but like I'm listening to it as a story at this point. And so I still have a hard time like even picking my favorites for that reason. But then when you do it like that, it kind of sounds the same, but you can tell the highs and lows and like, you know, you feel the story itself.
It becomes, I probably listened to it 20 times, 30 times.
Love that.
And that's a low number for me.
Low, I feel like.
For like
low,
usually for a Taylor
for you,
album.
I feel? Really?
Yeah.
You're so broad, though, with your music taste. Like, I feel like you listen to all kinds of music all the time.
That's true, except Taylor's the constant.
Well, true. Of course.
But the I think so. Maybe it's low. Whatever the number is, it feels a little lower. I mean, Folklore, Evermore, I was just nonstop. Yeah, Midnights, I was big on.
True.
It feels like a lower number of listens than
it's also hard because it's like it's summer. It's more of like a lower vibe album. Yeah. So like you want to like you want that Mio Espresso.
You need that Mio Espresso. But you're just kind of break it up.
Yeah.
But you know that I don't know if I've said this to you that or maybe I did yesterday that. This album, love it to death, can't stop listening to it, but it's like made me regress in terms of healing.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Like I was saying yesterday, I'm fully back in 2018. Like, I can't believe it. I'm jeweling again. Like, I'm making, you know, like cheese quesadillas for dinner in the microwave. Weird shit. You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't know what I'm going through right now, but I'm going through something.
There's some weird energy in the air, I think.
No, it's great. It's too much. Like, it's fucking me up. But I think in general, people are really still loving it. People love especially the added set for the Eras Tour, which you went to Eras Tour round one, 2023.
Yes.
So you haven't seen the new. No. Are you going back to any more?
Probably not. I'd be surprised.
Yeah. If you just stumble into one.
Yeah.
But it is so good, and I think that it's now the album is taking off even more because of the added set and the Eras Tour. Like, people fucking love that part. Mm-hmm. They love to do the dance. Like, I've seen more people reenacting the Tortured Poets Department Eras Tour set on TikTok than I ever did, like, in 2023 when the original was going on.
Interesting.
Like, people are acting out the whole thing as if they're Taylor. And by the way, I love it and I want to do it. But, like, it's funny to see. So I think that it's resonating. Some of those songs are resonating with people in a way that I didn't quite expect.
It's a lot to digest.
It's a lot.
I mean, like, we listened to it at midnight. Mm-hmm. And by the time that we got to, like, Cassandra, Peter, Robin, we're like...
Yeah.
All of these songs are literally the same thing about the same person or something. I don't know what's going on. My eyes are closing.
We get it, Peter.
I was going to say, towards the end of the album, I do start to taper off.
It's hard.
I think like the meat of it for me is in the middle.
Yeah.
I think I we can go through the songs later. I forget what's where.
Yeah.
But I do have a pitch for you guys.
Ooh.
That I don't think it's speaking ill.
Okay. Uh-oh.
I think because of what we've been saying, where maybe a lot sounded the same, or at least with the criticism and the criticism we can understand.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with the Antonoff era.
Oh.
Interesting. And that's something that people are saying.
I've been seeing a lot of Antonoff.
I actually like him. I think there's been a lot of time where I think they've been. I mean,
they've been working together since 1989.
Forever,
least. Yeah.
So there's, I think, at least my people I'm friends with who also like Taylor are pretty anti Antonoff. Mm-hmm, I actually like a lot of their stuff, but I just think 10 years is a good time. I think 10 years is.
Yeah.
You've had your run.
I don't disagree with that. I think that it's. I have not been a Jack Antonoff hater in terms of his music. I sometimes think he's like dorky, but I think that he.
I actually think he's kind of sneaky gotten cool.
No, he's way cooler now. Okay. He's way cooler now. When he was like married or dating Lena Dunham or whatever, I was what is happening here?
Yeah.
And now, I don't know, but, and that has nothing to do with it really, but I think it was just his attitude, how I perceived it. Now it's different. However, I don't disagree about her like switching it up because you can tell, like, it's gotten to the point where as fans, we can tell a Jack Antonoff song versus a song by anybody else. And I'm sure that that's wonderful and that's something that like he would want, especially as an artist himself. Like, he does Bleachers and whatever, so I'm sure he loves that people can recognize the music that he's worked on.
Yeah.
But I understand why some people don't. If you don't like Jack Antonoff, like, that does suck. Like, if you because a lot of
but
songs
I do
are
I just think
influenced.
It's been enough.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get
people
that.
For the people that don't. Well, now I think it's a you know, they're gonna be friends forever, so it's, he'll always kind of be involved in her life, I think. But I would like to see some other people kind of come in. I love the slow integration of Aaron Dessner. I'm loving that.
Very much so.
There's a YouTuber that I love, HT Hayes, and he does album reviews, and he did the first half of this album, the Tortured Poets Department, and he said something similar that you said, and he was like, I feel like the lyrics of the first half were so intense that Jack Antonoff almost, it seems like he was just kind of like, I'm just gonna let Taylor take this and I'm gonna take a step back. So it's kind of just seems like his production was lacking a little bit in the first half. to me, at least. I think
more, yeah.
But when it gets
lacking,
like second
I'd
half, like the Black Dog, like
timid, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
he was a little
it's
kind of
like these
to, like,
lyrics
be,
are so crazy yeah. that like I'm just gonna let
the
you...
only like bop on the whole album really is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the fastest, loudest one, and that's an Antonoff song. And yeah. it's like you can tell, and that's great, and yeah. you have one, whatever. But that's the only one in my head where it seems. Like it screams
that song's
that
so
he's
Antonoff.
Yeah, it's
so
like
what
so
was, what was Getaway Car on?
That's Antonoff.
That,
that's Antonoff.
I know.
Yeah.
But that,
oh, that
that's
was Reputation.
Me,
Reputation.
That was Reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
that's
was
peak.
Yeah, that's
peak.
Yeah. Antonoff.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Which like again, I like and I like the upbeat songs and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Maybe it's not even so much of a negative about Antonoff. Mm-hmm. It's more, and this comes with a huge caveat of Taylor. I know you're listening. Do whatever the fuck you want. But
listen, she is. Okay? As far as we're concerned, she yeah. is.
I think as a fan, I kind of want to see her do something crazy.
Mm,
I want to see her do something yeah. really out of I want to see
like
her
rock
do,
and roll or something.
Do her Lil yeah. Wayne fucking rock album. Do yeah, do yeah. her do like a concept album like about Rosie the Riveter. I don't know. Like
sure,
do
sure,
something
sure.
fucking wild that
yeah,
is.
I like yeah. that idea.
I kind of feel like And she, you know, she's in an interesting spot because when you are so popular, you can take all the risks in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there also there is no risk to taking a risk because yeah. you have so much money. But there's all the risk.
Yeah,
like, kind of one of those like it's completely
well, right.
On
it's
both
like
ends.
How far can we push it? How far can I push these people? How yeah. how far will they follow me into the fire?
And, also,
thing,
she's
you know?
Like always kind of switched genres,
yeah,
been playing
yeah.
around with genres, but like. Doing something like a rock album or something, that's a big risk in my opinion. Because
no,
she's
totally.
Never
yeah.
even
never
tried
even
to touch something
yeah.
of that nature, like a pop
and
rock
and
type
and
of
thing. I don't think she, I think, she is, she should have a seat at the United Nations. She
yeah.
has a she has a GDP that's bigger than probably,
yeah, right.
I don't know, everything but 10 countries in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah.
Like, she moves markets. She is a legitimate economy.
Yeah.
So there's risks in that, in doing something. But I just feel like as a creative person, which she undoubtedly is,
of course.
I feel like she kind of has to be in a phase right now where maybe she's like, let's do something fucking nuts.
Right.
You know what I think? Well, now that you're thinking more about it, I think we're going to get a little more Antonoff on the 12th album, and I bet... We've been talking about 13. What is TS13 going to be?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
going to
yeah,
be
yeah.
a big
yeah.
deal. It's her thing, whatever. I wonder if after that, she starts getting wacky. Like, she starts, like, up to 13, it's like, all right, this is, like, me and my life. I've poured out my heart and soul. Now I'm going to start making shit up for real. Not
yeah.
Just
yeah.
Not, I made up stories.
Right.
Forever more. It's about your life, liar. But yeah. So I think that, like, at that maybe at that point she'll be like, yeah, let's fuck around, do a rock thing, let's fuck around, I'm gonna make fun of myself and do a rap on SNL again, like,
yeah.
those things where she like won't give a shit, and that'll
and
be a couple years in the future, I'm sure. And so it just, and you know, and maybe by then she'll be a little bit older, she'll be a little bit like, I don't give a fuck about the media, maybe the media storm will have calmed down by then
yeah.
once Eras Tour is over,
yeah.
like, I just feel like that, like in this exact moment it would be crazy for her to be like, here's a rock album. But
right.
I think that if we haven't heard from her in a little while and she's like, listen, guys, I'm trying something new. It's, you know, don't go crazy. Don't get mad. But like, just let me know what you think.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she puts out something totally different.
I'd like her to do it too, you know, as I was just kind of listing, like, little way, I skipped over the most obvious one, which is Beyonce's country album.
Of course, yeah. yeah, 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 yeah.
But the, like, I wouldn't, like, which I actually loved Cowboy Carter. Mm-hmm. I didn't care for Renaissance. And
love
I,
Cowboy
I,
Carter.
Cowboy
I was
Carter
the same.
Brought
I,
me
I
back
prefer
as
Cowboy
a
Carter to Renaissance.
Beyonce
as well.
fan.
Yeah.
But I didn't like how much marketing led up to it.
Yeah.
Like, I want Taylor to do something crazy and, like, Lemonade drop it.
Mm.
Like, it's
true.
I didn't know. Don't, because like, when Beyonce was showing up in the cowboy hats, and, like, I don't know, it just, it felt like it was too much marketing. Whereas
yeah.
I think Taylor kind of needs to remind the world of her humanity.
Yeah.
Like, not of her humanity, but, like, I am a fucking human.
Right.
Because
right.
of what we were just talking about, how she moves markets and how she's so incredibly popular and all
mm-hmm.
that. Like,
yeah.
she gets looked at as a company now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's
totally,
like,
yeah.
I don't know, this is what I felt like fucking doing as a person. There's no marketing.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
this is what I wanted
this.
To do.
Yeah, I'm just
I honestly feel like there's a lot of that on this album, too, though. There's a lot of, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, pointing to the fans,
yeah.
pointing to people around her and being like, hey, like, I'm still a human. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still, like, you guys are...
Oh, totally.
I taking mean, everything from me.
She's crying for help. Like, yeah. This, half this album is like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
dying. Did you ever see that? I reposted it at one point. There was some meme that was like, is nobody talking about how the common theme of the Taylor Swift album is like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no, that's hilarious. And that's exactly what it is. Like, everybody's so far in her business. It's like, yeah. you know, mind your business.
It's but crazy. But it's kind of crazy.
Sing about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, releasing an album about it only yeah. kind of just draws more attention.
She invites
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So now it's like, yeah, what do we do?
Yeah.
But I think it's, I think once it's out in the open, it becomes less of a thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, once you say something out loud, it's like, all right, well, now that's a thing, and you know, whatever.
Right.
She says, I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday, I want to die a million times in the album. It's like, all right, now I know where you stand, girl.
Yeah.
I, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to kill myself. But
yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. Exactly.
Feels good
I'm
to
too
say
narcissistic
it
for that.
Yeah, no way. God. Missing
I just
my
want the
funeral?
Attention I don't get for saying this.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Literally, exactly. I want people to feel bad for me. They never do. Yeah. It's just, I'm going to keep saying it. But so, okay. Do we want to do draft first, or do we want to do discussion?
I think
we
maybe
have a couple
we
things
do,
to discuss from the weekend.
Yeah, maybe we do discussion and then, should we do voicemails and stuff and then draft, or draft and then voicemails? Because the voicemails and stuff kind of have to do with topic, with the topics of.
Let's do draft last then.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So a couple things I wrote down. The surprise song, there's only a couple, like you might have more. The surprise song mashups have officially reached a point where I can't watch them alone in my house because I just cry like not like uncontrollably.
The combos, Fresh Out the Slammer, Illicit
oh,
Affairs.
Did you die?
I died.
Fresh Out the Slammer, Illicit Affairs. Let's see. Let's open up. Shout out to Swift Alert as always. Swift Alert, by the way, has a. It's like the best app in the world. Like, if you want to find all this information, I know I'm always talking about it. I swear they're not paying me. I just really like them. But
is it a pay app?
No, it's
free. And it's like,
say, you showed me that yesterday. I think it's crazy.
No, it's an insane app. But that they have a game now called
Ooh.
Mastermind where you can go on and guess. Like, you can predict outfits, songs, and more during
Wait,
every
that's
show.
So
it's
fun.
So fun.
Who
so
is
they,
this? Genius?
I have no idea, but they like message me sometimes and whatever. But I love to shout them out because we use them all the time.
Yeah.
Like, for their whatever. Okay, so. This past weekend, let's see. Wait, I gotta look in the surprise song tracker.
Yeah, because it was.
Oh no, I have Foxborough up from when we were looking at it yesterday, John. We're going to. It was Portugal first, yeah.
Yep, Lisbon.
There they are. Let's see, night one. Lisbon Night One was The Way I Loved You on guitar. Come
That's the
back,
first time
be
she ever
here.
Did that, right?
Yeah. Come Back, Be Here mashup. And then piano was, no, it was Fresh Out the Slammer and High Infidelity.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. High Infidelity.
Yeah,
whatever, cheating. Songs about cheating.
Yes, no, right. Songs about cheating. Yeah. Which people were saying this online, and I don't know how we feel about it or if it's even a discussion.
Oh.
People think, like, how does Taylor write these songs about cheating if she like has never cheated?
I think she might have.
I think there might be some
might have dabbled
area.
In some in some overlap.
Doesn't isn't the one
say?
The one that was rumored to be about when she cheated on Calvin Harris? Like, wasn't that
yeah.
one like where she like gave
oh,
a date?
Oh, that's like literally. I mean, first of all, Getaway Car is
Getaway
like,
Car is
cheating,
like usually
then,
like I'm using Tom Hiddleston to get away from you, and now I want to get away from Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah. What No, you're right, though. There's another one. It's all reputation.
Well, Illicit Affairs is literally like, do you really want to know where I was April 29th?
Yeah,
oh, wait, no.
Yeah,
that's
High
Fidelity.
That's High
Fidelity.
That's
High Fidelity.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Do you really want to know where I was April 29th? I don't know.
Then we have Night 2 in Lisbon. We have, The Other Side of the Door on piano. And I'm sorry, on guitar. And Now That We Don't Talk.
Bang.
As well.
Oh,
and
great combo.
And then the piano mashup was You're On Your Own Kid and Torture Poets Department. And people keep
I thought it was You're On Your Own Kid and Long Live.
No.
Oh.
But I thought so too.
Yeah.
But this is not what it's saying.
Huh.
She sang Torture Poets Department at one point.
Maybe Taylor becomes a mashup DJ for her.
She keeps
when
mashing
you said
up,
Renaissance,
like,
I was
lot.
Like, what if she did like an ED like a house album? It'd be kind of crazy.
Bro, what was it? Who was there? I mean, back in the Barstool Blackout Tour days, there was some, I forget their name, but there was a mashup band that was so,
DJ Earworm?
No, it wasn't Earworm. They were like a smaller version of Earworm. Panda. It's something about pandas. You remember what I'm talking about, Keegs?
Wait, say it again?
Like the mashup dudes, like something about pandas, maybe? It's not important. We can move past it.
Who is mashing up?
But it was just like, it was like in that era of the like the blogs, the music blogs. There was these this duo of two college kids who were like, there was Panda something maybe who just made
No, that's not that. I'm gonna throw a good guess.
It's not important, so we don't have to harbor.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. I'm confused about. I'm talking about this app, and now I'm confused. I think it's a user error me right now.
I think it's the white panda that just
the white
hit.
Panda.
Dude, I think the white panda. I think that's their name. They made. Yeah, White Panda Music. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I had no idea who that is.
No, me neither.
I think you must have known them.
But
I'm sure if something played for me that I would know. I'm looking for, sorry. I thought it was going to be easier for me to find this right now, but it is not. Last night was last night in Madrid, which was a Wednesday show. Right?
Yeah.
People were clowning for Reputation. Everybody thought it was going to happen. Wednesday show. Last time she had a Wednesday show, she announced Speak Now. She added the date a little late. People
there
thought
was, like,
whatever.
Surround TVs. Tree was there.
Everybody
Blake
thought
was there.
Some shit was going to go down.
Yeah.
Nothing went down. Absolutely
nothing. Went down.
Nothing.
Yep.
Absolutely nothing. She did a mashup of I Look in People's Windows and Snow on the Beach on the
nice.
Piano, which, you know, I Look in People's Windows, you know that's a favorite of mine. She also did Sparks Fly and I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can, which I think I'm ready to declare I Can Fix Him my least favorite song on the album.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's definitely the worst song.
It's definitely
the
worst song.
It's also the shortest, which is like, which says a lot, I think, but it's also, it's just like, it gives nothing.
I just, yeah, it's, I have no.
Yeah, I don't really.
I just have
I will,
no
I,
connection.
That's another question I would love to ask her. Like, why put that on the album? Like,
yeah,
it's kind of just
like
a filler song in a way.
It does kind of feel fillery. Like, maybe it's like added detail and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, just a little more information about what's going on in my life or whatever. But
right.
Anyway, so surprise song mashups were just a rousing success
all
around Lisbon and Night 1 Madrid. Actually, by the time you're listening to this, you'll probably be able to watch Madrid Night 2 live.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that, Swift Alert does tell you about the live streams. It'll show you like a YouTube, an Instagram, a TikTok, whatever.
What, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, no.
What are, like, when you're watching a live stream, is it someone's phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually
someone's phone,
or like sometimes there's camera. Yeah, like
you guys
it's
are crazy,
whatever.
Crazy.
No, it's not. And listen, you're like, welcome in, because we all do this. Like, we're all doing
this. That's nuts.
You
so watch
on
it
on
a
see,
phone?
Yeah, it's somebody like holding up, but people are, and then you hear the person like, sorry guys, I'm really going to sing loud during this one. If I don't want to upset you. And it's like people just really.
It's very funny.
Doing God's work. Like, they're doing God's work.
I only watch like when I like, I'm like 99% sure that something is going to happen.
Yeah,
there was a time when like, before my first show, I watched every single one to make sure that my surprise songs weren't taken.
Right, you were very diligent. And
I was
recording on the surprise songs every time.
Yeah, and then that's kind of how I like grew my TikTok following a little bit more. I would like record my reactions to those surprise songs and stuff, and be like, okay, guys, like we're safe, whatever.
And
this is
Mark's
when
safe.
She said like, once she does one, it's off forever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
This
which
is before,
no longer the rule.
Yeah.
I heard people used to do that with. Like fight pay-per-views and stuff like that. And
oh, like rewatch
like people
them?
Would like the phone stream.
Oh, stream. Oh,
yeah.
This
is back
oh,
like
yeah. I think
before
people still do that.
There was a crackdown on
but
streaming.
But now you'll get in trouble, yeah.
And
yeah.
And then people but like back in the day it was like you could tweet like, hey, who's got a link to this?
Right.
And people
right.
would do it. And I remember it just got too much where everything was a phone link and I was like, I don't care this much. This is
No, it's shockingly easy to find the
really?
The
yeah, on TikTok
like,
for sure.
Two
yeah.
seconds
yeah.
to find a
and
stream.
YouTube too. It's
YouTube,
pretty easy.
Yeah, I was
yeah.
watching on YouTube yesterday at my desk, which was lovely.
Yeah.
But
did you see it's funny how we were saying how like we were like, there's no way she gets engaged in Lisbon, like she has no connection
to
Lisbon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, I love Lisbon
oh,
so
yeah,
much.
I was gonna point that
oh,
out.
God,
I don't think
Lisbon.
She tweets. She had a like
she
a
was
very
she's like, I love Lisbon, I wanna move. Here I'm obsessed with Lisbon
literally
and someone
like,
tweeted
oh,
she was
oh,
like every time she compliments another city like I get personally offended
right.
Yeah
I'm pissed off I'm like bitch you love New York
you
like,
loved Paris
forgetting your
yeah.
roots
yeah
like, what the fuck
shout
like,
out
the so
Portuguese
upset.
Baby
yeah
I know that's
Lisbon
true.
Does seem beautiful
it sounds lovely have you been there
I have not been to Lisbon no,
no.
I really want
to
go
I've never been to Portugal
we should all go
no Barcelona's no I've never been to Portugal yet
I would like to go to all these places I've not been to any of the Spanish countries
we underutilize Portugal's 4 hours away The
That's so
not mainland Portugal, but I've been to the Azores, which are gorgeous. And
oh, is that where you did that like thing through the? You were like in the water.
Yeah.
That, you told that story, and I've been thinking about it ever since. Being like, I gotta do that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a 4-hour flight. Yeah, I mean, again, it's like right. It's like where like Ronaldo's from. Well, he's not from the Azores. He's from, he's with an M. I forget. But whatever. It's all right there, and it's very close. It's
wow,
a really easy flight.
Good to know.
That is good to know. And then, like I said, I think we should just all book a flight right now and we just go. But something about Portugal. Concert etiquette still bad. The girl standing
yes,
on someone's
I'm
fucking
so glad
shoulders.
You brought that up. Oh my
John,
god!
There was a girl.
Did you see this video?
No. There was a girl standing on her boyfriend's shoulders, like cheerleader style, like not even like sitting on her shoulder, standing on his shoulders, and he's like holding her ankles, and she's up here on the floor.
She's like doing
on
the
floor.
Routine.
I kind of fuck.
No, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It's one way
so
to get Taylor
absurd.
To notice
I think,
you.
Hold on.
That it's kind of.
Because you messaged it to me.
Yeah.
That's how I remember.
I like. I think I don't know if
you
I think
said
I
we
TikTok
need to talk.
DM'd
oh no, TikTok.
You.
That's
yeah,
right.
yeah.
We need to talk about this.
I was like, we need
said.
To talk about this because it's the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my
I've
life.
Never.
Taylor's like literally right there, and she's just
like
doing like cheerleader moves.
Give it to him.
It's the most absurd thing ever.
It's kind of awesome.
No, my question is like, how long did she do it?
Yeah,
because
like,
obviously
no
this
way.
Video, this video was pretty long. Like,
she was up there for like a solid.
She's
like,
up
3
there.
Minutes.
She's just like in the right. And it, I mean, yeah, the video looks cool. Whatever. Like, it's fine.
Taylor was probably avoiding eye contact with her at all costs.
No, completely. Because and also, I feel that that's alarming. Like, I would be alarmed. But like, if I'm performing on stage and I see someone at eye level, I'm like, what the fuck, bitch? This is my stage. Like,
get
that. Get off. Like, what are you doing here?
It's kind of one of those things. It's so nuts that it kind of comes out the other side of being
like yeah.
You
kind
of got to
respect it.
Kind of
right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Right.
Stand like this poor guy's just,
yeah.
The whole fucking
show. The poor boyfriend.
He's got to like
true.
Whisper up like, babe, can I have a sip of my beer? Like, yeah, I'm about to shift
she's
my
like,
weight
no,
around.
I can't see the show.
She's like, no, Taylor hasn't looked at me yet. Keep going.
It's just crazy.
No, it's crazy.
And if you're Taylor in that situation, I think that I don't look at her or acknowledge
because
no, I don't want to encourage that.
And you don't
yeah.
want
I don't want
fans.
To encourage.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I don't want to, I'm like, oh, she got attention, so now everybody's gonna start getting
yeah.
on shoulders
right.
and shit. And it's like, we just can't have
and
it.
And I feel
we
like the European shows are like the one place where you can get away with that. Because
yeah.
apparently they've
somebody
been like super lax.
Yeah.
yeah.
Did you see the video? It was the live I was watching yesterday. The girl that was doing the live was like, someone's smoking a cigarette in here. And it's just crazy. Like clearly trying to like say it in front of them to get them to stop smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Right. And it was hilarious. But yeah, I guess they're just.
Hey, it's Europe.
Loosey goosey over there.
Smoke
it's all,
your cigs.
We're all just chilling. We're all chilling out. Whatever. Other things that happened at the shows this weekend, and then I think that's it, is that last night in Madrid, Blake Lively and her kids were there.
So cute.
Someone said Ryan Reynolds too, but and also Haim.
Haim was there, yeah.
They were there, and someone said Ryan Reynolds was there. I would assume he was because his wife and children were all there, but I didn't actually see him, so I don't know if he was there or not.
That's crazy to have such a traveling party that.
I know.
Massive celebrities are at all these stops. Mm-hmm. Where was that one, the Bradley Cooper one? That was
that was Paris.
That was
Paris
Night 4.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just with Travis and I think, who else was there? Gigi was there, Bradley.
Travis.
Who's Travis's bestie?
Ross? Travis.
Oh, Ross Travis.
Ross Travis.
Is that his name?
Yeah. I thought it was Travis
player?
Ross. Ross
what
Travis.
What is the football player's name? Ross Travis?
But that rings a bell.
Yeah, I think it's Ross Travis.
He's on the Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Travis Kelce's bestie. He goes with him.
And they
all
wear.
They
both wear the matching outfits together.
Yeah, they're always like being cute. Yeah, no, it is crazy to think about how all the friends will travel. But it was really cute having Blake and all the girls there because of she's
Betty,
like
Betty and Inez.
And
oh,
Betty
yeah,
and
yeah.
Inez. She's, yeah. Betty, Inez, and James are all in that song. So she like sang it, and the way she introduced it, she like kind of looked at them and was like, "I sometimes use names to make characters and whatever." And then
so
you know,
cute.
It was just like
what
a
cool thing.
That's
like,
crazy.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, the
though?
Video of Blake.
And also, the kids are like old enough to understand at this point. Like,
yeah.
I think the youngest is really young. Still.
Yeah, she's.
I don't know. Betty maybe is the youngest.
I don't know. I'm
know
not sure.
That, is.
Betty
funny.
Is a crazy name to name your child.
Just to have a baby. That's my baby, Betty.
That's
like naming up
like
your son like
right?
Paul when he comes out of your vagine. You're like Paul for sure.
Right. Blake Lively, kids' ages. Let's see.
They're
so
like
I'm curious. Oh yeah. It's she is the youngest. It's James is 9, Inez is 7, and Betty is 4.
Cute.
And so it's like, yeah, so little Betty is like
yeah,
it's so
cute.
Adorable. Like, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
so,
I love that.
Love that so much. And
Kylie Kelce.
And now, yes, Kylie Kelce is the real story of the weekend, which I was very excited to get into. Kylie Kelce.
I just feel like she would fit in so well with us.
Business on the Jersey Shore this weekend. She obviously would say it would go well with us. Like, she has to come. I wish she would come.
I want to party with her so bad.
Me too. She's so cool. But for those, I mean, if you haven't seen this video, you're out of your mind. But she, Kylie Kelce and Jason Kelce went out to dinner. Turns out it was Margate, not Sea Isle City, which is where they have a house. But they were out to dinner in Margate and some drunk ass bitch came up to them asking for photos. They said, no, we're on our way to dinner. Sorry. And this lady went apeshit and was like, you'll never be welcome in this town again. I don't care who you are. Blah, blah, blah. And Kylie Kelce stood on business, comes up and was like, I can smell the alcohol in your breath. You're embarrassing yourself. Yeah. Just full blown.
Delco,
ripped her apart.
Philly vibe,
I loved it. It was a perfect bitch out. Just top to bottom, perfect bitch out. She looked great doing it. She had wedges on.
Yeah,
she's
was
like
slaying.
6 foot something.
Yeah.
Jason's in the back with his full faucet being like, I don't need to get involved in this.
I need to know
incredible.
Who that woman is.
Like, I know
who I don't want to know who she is, but I just want to know like how embarrassed she feels right now.
I
want to
know
like
what
the hole
town
she's
saying.
Hiding under.
I want to know what the town is
well,
saying.
Well, the mayor was like, we don't claim this lady.
Oh, yeah. Then the mayor, did you see this?
No.
The mayor of Margate was like, like we're on behalf of Margate, I'm sorry. I know how important date night is for like a parent or parents with children. Come back, dinner's on me. And so this lady like move.
So
you gotta move. Move to another place, move to another state. What
that's
I think,
a crazy thing to say to the
crazy.
Kelce's
no,
Super
yeah.
Bowl
Which,
champions.
No, but she had been
you'll never be allowed in this is in Jersey or Philly?
This is South Jersey Shore, which is
yeah.
like they have a house in Sea Isle where they've had their house for I don't even know, their whole family is with their probably like
yes.
generation.
Yeah. yeah.
For 10 minutes from Sea Isle. Margate?
Yeah,
like
Margate's super
minutes.
Close. Yeah.
But
like,
you're telling a guy who won the Super Bowl for the Eagles
yeah.
that he
you're
can't
never
be welcomed
like,
in the
who?
Suburb of Philly
yeah.
ever
no.
again?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it's
she
crazy.
Must be so, she must have been so drunk because.
I was gonna say, I gotta defend her a little bit too, though. I don't like that dig that I can smell alcohol on your breath.
Oh, no,
like,
I do like it.
It's, yeah, it's fucking Memorial Day weekend, Kylie.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you think I'm doing?
It was light up.
Yeah, but if you're gonna get in her face, you're gonna be
like,
you're a drunk bitch.
She was an older woman. She's a mom. So people, I did some research on Twitter and I will confess and expose myself as to how I know this. But I said,
did someone dox her?
No. Well, sort of. They found her Twitter account, obviously.
Okay.
And this is something that I was going to not bring up. And now I just feel I'm so afraid of getting exposed that I have to bring it up. So she, someone found her Twitter account. I won't say her name, but to confirm that it was her Twitter account, the last tweet that she had was a retweet of my video that I went crazy being like, Travis Kelce is so gross, blah, blah, blah.
No. Really?
Which is humiliating.
Okay, so she's not a Kelce's fan.
No,
yeah,
but
I guess
then
okay,
why is she
that's
going up,
that opens up a whole
but
new
then
world.
Why is she going up to them asking for a photo is the question.
Cloud
like
chaser.
Going up,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's,
like, she's going up asking for a photo and they don't give it, then she loses her shit. That's why I don't feel bad about the drunk
right.
thing.
I never felt bad about it. I just don't
bad.
Think that's a fair
no, I think
that's
yeah,
a
yeah,
fair
yeah,
attack
fair.
On Memorial Day
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially in the Jersey Shore. Like everyone has alcohol on their breath.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the
in this situation to be clear.
Yeah, I agree.
The you ever seen the movie Hancock with Will Smith?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
When you're like, I can smell the alcohol in your breath. That's because I've been drinking.
If she had said, that's because I've been drinking, then it's
like,
a different
shit.
Story. I would
okay.
be like, okay, wait. This girl can hold her own.
Yeah.
But so no, apparently, so obviously I'm mortified by that news. I don't, and people haven't like, she blocked, you know, made her Twitter account private immediately,
right.
like whatever, but someone grabbed that screenshot and my video is like the retweet and that makes me want to die. Because obviously I don't have those feelings anymore. And
right.
it was a dramatic video on purpose. People don't understand that concept anymore. I feel like it feels like I have to stop doing videos.
People
like
also just don't get your.
They don't get my shit anymore.
Yeah.
Like I think that it's like no one understands when I'm being over dramatic on purpose anymore, and it's infuriating. Like it's I feel stifled.
You're
you know?
Too
but also you
phoned
up.
Yes. No. No.
I don't even get.
They're like, wow, she really needs help. Like people are just they're not picking up what I'm putting down.
You've
like,
also owned
like
up to like being like I was wrong. I changed my opinion.
Oh yeah. I also
like,
said like
yes.
I didn't like him and now I like him. So whatever. So this lady is she's a Kelce hater and
I had said
that
probably maybe a couple months before Taylor and Travis were ever even a whisper.
Mm-hmm.
It was a true story. I had had a nightmare the night before. And I never dream. I never have nightmares.
Yeah.
I'd had a nightmare the night before that Travis Kelce was a guest on the podcast.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
And I had to just sit there and pretend I fucking cared.
Those are your nightmares. My nightmares are like death, destruction. Yeah, my nightmars are like
Travis Kelce the cars going down like a driveway and I can't control like the gas and the brakes. Yeah.
Happy to have you here, fucking dude.
Bro. I do think. I mean, this is a separate conversation, but I do think that he as a person has changed as well. Like, I don't think he's the same.
He's different now
in a good way, for the better. Like, you know, I think
when I said that. Because I said it on the show and we started talking about it a little more. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think from what I know of Travis Kelce now, and this is, again, this was months ago, and the opinion holds true, but it was just a while ago. I was like, I think if I told him why I didn't like him, he'd go, I get it.
Yeah.
Right? Completely. Like,
I think the same thing would happen to me. If I sat down and you're like, I don't like this shit you did, I'd be like, yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. Like, and whenever people come up to me and they'll say shit like that, like, or if they don't like my vibe, or they'll say something like, oh, I didn't like you, but now I like know you. I'm like, oh no, yeah. Like, I appear to be an asshole, but I promise I'm not. Yeah. Like, I'm normal. But yeah, so I think that Kylie Kelce, queen of the world,
baddie,
people's princess,
badass. I
want to
smoke
her
with her so bad.
That's
so
what you want to
smoke up with her.
I want to smoke with her so bad.
I want to drink
smoke up.
Yeah. I want to smoke up.
I want to smoke.
That's what
up
I thought you said too.
I just said I want to smoke with her so bad. No, I would never say smoke up.
I thought you said smoke up.
I just want a 420 blaze down.
I
want to
light up with my homie Kylie with a fat blunt. Yeah, you know how it is.
Yo, Kylie comes with the
stoner vibes only.
Yeah.
No, I just feel like she would be hilarious to be high
no,
with.
No, she'd be great. Yeah. I think that I want to drink with her though. I don't like to smoke weed with people. I like to drink with people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I smoke weed with myself in bed.
Same. That's alone. I'm a solo weed smoker these days. But yeah. So I think that she's wonderful. I'm glad that everybody had her back. The Swifties and the Eagles fans had her back. You were doubling down. You've got both under your belt, so that's great.
Yeah.
And just an eventful weekend for the Kelces all around.
I am in the midst still of a Billie Eilish Swiftie battle in my comments.
Oh God, we didn't even. Oh fuck, we didn't even talk about that because we didn't come back on Tuesday.
I honestly
don't
even really want to get into it. I just wanted
to
bring up that the Swifties and the what are Billie Eilish stands called?
Who knows?
Whatever. Eyelashes are fighting. The eyelashes are fighting in my comments still, and I posted this video like last week. Yeah.
What was the video?
So I guess. Honestly, I'm kind of in the wrong in the video, and that's why I'm like not really talking about it. But
sorry for asking.
Isn't that the fucking worst though? Like, it's the worst.
So
you're like,
first,
this
Billie like said stuff about like releasing too many vinyls, which is like kind of a shot at Taylor. And then Billie released so many vinyls, and then Billie said like nobody wants a really long album.
I think, sorry to interrupt you, but
no, you're fine.
To be fair, I think that was one of those things where this quote got taken out. I think in her explanation of it, she's like, I do it too.
She said that.
It wasn't
after.
Like she got exposed.
She said that after.
Oh, okay.
She like clarified with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And it was like,
and then she said like nobody wants long albums. Like it's just all like filler. Like it's just too much. And then everyone was like, wait, no. Like we want
not
long albums.
Sure.
People thought that was another shot at Taylor because you know she just released a 31 song album.
Yep. It was like a week after she released the album. She was like, nobody wants an album that's that long. Like she keeps saying things that
seem like
that
you're
seem
taking
like
direct
right.
shots at
the timing of it. Like if she were to say them generally and Taylor Swift hadn't just done something, you'd think that she was talking about all artists.
Right.
But the timing of when she says these things is exactly
I was gonna
right.
say, because I don't disagree with any of that she said.
I think Taylor
I want as long an album as artists want to give me.
I agree with that. I think there is no right length or wrong length of an album.
Yeah.
But I think it's also like I think we've learned it is intentionally done for streaming algorithms.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't want that long an album. I think your album should be as long as you want it to be.
Right.
And
I
actually think we kind of went.
Is it
opposite.
Intentionally done for streaming? I'm stuck on that.
Yeah.
It's intentionally done for streaming albums?
Someone said that with Drake. That's why
I just agreed
Drake
to that,
releases
but I don't
like
know
40
if I agree
song
with
albums.
That.
Like he's been doing it.
Right.
That's kind of why I made the comparison with Torture Poets with Drake stuff earlier too.
Right. Okay.
I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I've heard it helps streaming.
Well, I mean,
stuff.
The more songs, the more streams.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, then, I mean, but I also think not in an argument or anything, but, you know, we have to remember that Torture Poets Department is two albums. It's Torture Poets Department and then the anthology.
Yeah.
And you can either listen to Torture Poets Department on its own alone, the 16 songs or whatever. And then you can listen to the anthology and it's all 20 or however
31,
many, 31 of them.
But then she said, this is what I got taken out of context originally, but she went on some like Twitter space or something and was talking about how nobody wants a 3-hour show. And then she was like, nobody wants a 3-hour show. That's psychotic. I would never do that. Like, who wants that? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this bitch. Okay, now here we
go. It's crazy.
Like,
but then,
first the vinyls. Now this. So but then
I
made the
video.
I
loved when she said that, though, because then we scooped up the Beyhive as well. Because the Beyonce Beyhive fans were like, well, what the fuck? We also like a 3-hour show from Beyonce, which is what they have.
But then I posted the TikTok being like, Billy, like, what are you doing here? You're like, girl, like, it's so obvious that you're shading Taylor, whatever. And I like Billie Eilish. I love her new album. I think it's so fucking good. If anything, like, I like it just as much as Tortured Poets. Mm-hmm. And I guess after she said that, later on, she was like, Taylor and Beyonce are, like, so talented.
Oh, did she?
They can
that.
Do it.
Apparently,
that's what people in the comments are saying.
Was this before or after her manager was liking tweets talking shit about Taylor?
That's also crazy.
You know what I mean?
So,
like come on.
I don't know what her
deal
is.
It's her team. Like, she's spouting off whatever. I put Billie Eilish, like, I roll my eyes a little in the way of, like, she's young, whatever, she doesn't know what she's doing. Like, that, but that is a crazy thing to think.
I also knew that if I posted a video about it, people were going to get pissed off.
Yeah, for sure.
And I made $300 off the video, so whatever.
That's nice. That's amazing. I also don't think that, like, I don't think that she's always right. Like, it felt like a temper tantrum. Like, it felt like her getting mad that, like, songs weren't charting or whatever.
It felt like she wasn't thinking before she was speaking a little bit, being like, and I get it, like, because there's one
shade,
side of the argument of people being like, you know, consumerism, like, everybody, like, that's why they want you to put out these big albums with these big tours, because it's just money, money, money. Mm-hmm. And then on
Which
the other side, it's like, no, we actually just, like, want our artists to give us music and give us shows because we love them so much. So I see both sides.
I think in some cases, both make sense.
Yeah.
Not all. Like, but, I probably would not go see a 3-hour Billie Eilish show. No offense. But I don't want to, like, all her songs are... They bring you the fuck down. Like, her songs aren't, like, pop-and-pop songs. Like, she doesn't go back and forth.
You can't really,
like,
not say that about Tortured Poets, though.
No. Tortured Poets, specifically. I'm talking 3-hour show for
Billie.
If we're singing her whole discography, like, I'm slitting my wrist at the end of that show because it's a sad-ass... And I love those songs. Like, I love them. But at least Taylor peppers in some... Mm. You know what I mean? So, and right. And Beyonce, kind of the same thing. So, they just have the longevity. They have the catalog to do it.
Yeah.
And Billie doesn't. So maybe what she's trying to say is, like, I would never do that because I'm not, like, that's
I
crazy.
I think that's
that
what she was trying to come across as,
but
it just got
you got to think before you speak, especially when people are you're under a microscope for this moment for whatever reason. But I had to take myself out of the equation too.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't keep following up with this. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's real, what's fake, what's made up by the fans.
Yeah, that's
like,
why I was kind of like, all right, I'm removing myself from this conversation. Yeah.
Twitter, it's... Swiftie Twitter has become, like, it's war all the time, and you have to, like, I'm going in, and then you go, you look, and then you get out, because you can't, it's very hard to, like, not get sucked into what people are talking about, and you see what people are thinking and saying, and, like, a lot of it is real and normal, and then so much of it is like, call the police, seriously. Like, I don't understand some of these people. Like, it's nuts, but it's, you know, people can get swept up in it.
Yeah,
it's kind of what's crazy is, while we're talking about that kind of thing, I'd call myself a casual Taylor Swift fan, which is not at all what I am.
Oh, yeah.
But when that's the comparison, it is scary. That's why the first time I was on the show, I think I said, like, I don't even know if I want Stolen Valor and to call myself a Swiftie.
Right,
like, I don't fight on the front lines.
There's just people that, like, one of my friends sent me a TikTok yesterday. It was like, here's why I think Reputation is going to be released on this day, because The Black Dog is 6 minutes long with this. I'm not this type of Swiftie.
Yeah,
okay? I like the theories. I like to listen. I like but once it starts to be like this deep dive, crazy fucking, like, Pythagorean theorem,
give me
out.
The cliff notes
so I can repeat it as fact.
Like, that's what I want. Like, that's I want that. Like, again, we are loosely based in fact always, but, like, I don't need that in depth. And it is sometimes fun. And again, if you're, like, high on your couch late at night, it's like, damn, this is crazy. But then, you know, like, it's not reality or, you know, whatever. But I don't know, whatever. So Billie,
the thing about Billie that I tend to agree with most of what she said, which it like, I do think the merch for all artists got really out of hand. I think it started back, I think Travis Scott might have been the one to start it, where if you buy the merch, you get the album because it's the pump album sale.
Who did that recently too? Adele, maybe? You had to buy something to get the album or something.
But they would just give you the, like, with Travis Scott, I think they ended up changing the rules. I don't know if he was the first one, but I think I did buy it. That's why I can remember. Because I bought like a Cactus Jack shirt.
Right. And I forgot about Cactus. And then it gives you 2016, 2017.
I bought like a McDonald's Cactus Jack.
But they gave you the album with it so they could count that to the sales.
Right.
I think that's been corrected, and I think that's maybe why they go now with releasing 7 different versions of it because you want to increase sales. It's all kind of bullshit, and it does feel fake and a little like a little too corporate.
Mm-hmm.
What I hate from her is the nobody asked for that. I think that is such a fucking lazy and dickhead criticism. Like, it's just no one asked for all of the greatest thing that's ever existed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if it's done right, no one asked. Like,
you know
who cares?
I think it is really, and I always put so much stock in age, and I have to stop doing it. But I think that this applies here.
She is very young.
Because she's so young, I think she's trying to capitalize on like that's old people shit. Like nobody wants that shit. Like we're young. We want 10 second clips. We want 2 minute songs. We want this. We want that. Like I think that because that's most of her shit is like she. Billie Eilish doesn't put out 5 minute songs, or does she?
But it's like,
I feel like her songs are always kind of like short, like more digestible, more geared towards younger people with shorter attention
spans. And that's
spans.
Fine, too. Like,
so I think that was her implication, being like, nobody's doing that. Or at least that's how I took it. I mean,
but that's how you
could
take something like that with Oppenheimer, right? Like, nobody asked for a 3-hour black and white movie about a scientist. No one asked for it.
I take it back.
And it's great.
But I agree. But
I don't know if you guys know this artist, but Pink Panthers, she's like a new up and coming artist. She kind of said the same thing as Billie. She was Pink Pantheress. Like nobody wants like 6 minute songs. Like I just like I want to keep putting out like 2 minute songs. I feel like 2 minutes is the perfect length. It's like. Two minutes is really short.
I can fix him in two minutes.
And like you're like, okay, I got nothing with this song. She's like, oh, and she also said like, there's no need for like a bridge. There's no need for an outro.
I saw this.
There's no need for a bridge.
Yeah. You're crazy. I saw.
There's no need for All Too Well.
You know who I saw quote tweeting that with a question mark was Dionne Warwick. Dionne Warwick quote tweeted that quote. She's famous. Google Dionne Warwick real quick. And educate yourself.
She's got great Twitter.
Open the schools. She has a great Twitter. Like her Twitter is so funny.
Wait, this woman is on Twitter?
Yes. Yeah. And she's an old lady. Like it's now she's an old lady.
Oh,
it's
hell yeah. She's right.
So funny. And her being like question mark is hilarious. But yeah, I don't know. I think that it's obviously a conversation that I think overlaps a lot with things that are going on within the industry itself. And like you said, it's all very corporate. They're managers, they're, you know, whoever is in charge of like sales and stuff, I think is just very aggressive. And I'm sure the artists themselves are like, fuck, I don't really want to do all this bullshit, but I guess I have to sell some records and do some shit because, you know, it goes back to this company. It pays people, whatever. Like at the end of the day, like not only Taylor and not only Billy are the ones making money on these albums. Right. So it's like, they got to do what they got to do. They sign a contract, you know, they're obligated to do these things. And I just think like, it's unfair of these companies to, like, let all of the brunt of the, like, consumerism fall on people like Taylor or Billy and make it look like it's them alone being like, give me 14 vinyls, charge everybody so much for merch, like, do this, do that. It was Adele. Adele was, if you bought a ticket to her concert in Vegas, you also got her album.
Right.
It was like, you know.
And you don't even
like,
ever get
just,
the album. It's sent to
no,
you.
No, it's crazy. Digital.
It
it's
sent
like,
you digital. And
I hate
you never,
that. I hate the digital. Yeah. I hate that.
I did Travis Scott. I don't really like Travis Scott. I just liked the shirt.
Right. And so you got that. But yeah, so I think that it's just like everybody, they put it on the artist, but really, you know, it's like, what is it? UGA?
University of Georgia.
UMG. Like those people are to blame.
Yeah,
more so than the artists themselves.
That's
and
why
I think,
like at
like,
a certain
like,
point,
Billy did not have to say anything, and then it would have been.
Yeah,
we would have been like, oh, nobody would.
That's
talk
why
shit.
I was
like,
annoyed because it was just like I just kept feeling like she kept like going and going. I'm like, oh my god,
she was like over explaining.
Yeah,
I think.
What's happening? Like,
right.
It's not. It's okay. Like right. you do like your thing. Let other people do their thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no reason to say nobody wants this. Like, you don't know what I want,
dumb.
Billy.
It's dumb shit. But anyway, all right. So I think that wraps up all the topics. Right.
Yeah,
and nothing else. I don't think happened. That was crazy. Should we get into voicemails?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Ooh, John, are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I'm excited for you to be here for this.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Gia. This is Hannah from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. First of all, I just got to say I love your podcast. I'm currently home recovering from a concussion right now.
Girl!
And I have been going through and watching all of your older episodes, and it just brings me joy in this tough time.
Feel you better, Queen.
And you your Paris outfits. I was obsessed with both of them so
much. Thank you so much.
And I know you guys have mentioned about possibly going to Miami to see her in October, and I'm also going to Miami, Ooh. So... If you do go to Miami, it would be pretty cool to meet up. But anyway, my question is, are there any super unhinged questions that, like, if you got to meet Taylor Swift, you would ask her? Like, of course, we all want to know, like, the Karlie Kloss drama and things like that. But, like, something just random. Like, I just want to know, like, what if she has to go to the bathroom during the Eras Tour? Like, those quick changes, how is she making that work? Who has her phone during the shows? Like, who does she trust? I'm assuming Tree, but I'm not sure. Like, what does she do to wind down after the show? She has to have so much adrenaline from the crowd for 3.5 hours. Like, is she just making some popcorn after and hanging out? Is she go to bed? Is she FaceTiming Travis? Like, I just don't know. So, yeah. Are there any super random unhinged things that you would ask Taylor?
Thanks,
Love
Queen.
You guys. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
Feel better.
Yeah, seriously.
Damn, concussion. That sucks. I love those questions.
I know. The bathroom question is a really good question.
That's a really good question. Could you imagine?
It's so funny, like, having to shift gears, like, how she started it with, like, is there anything super random and unhinged you'd ask? And
yeah.
I'm like, here we go. And she,
No.
And she's like, so John, what's this outfit change like? Yeah,
this is Taylor Watch. This is Taylor Watch. No. Unhinged. That's as unhinged as we get.
I mean, that is super random unhinges. Like, that's like, let the dogs off the leash kind of deal.
Yeah. That's just about as unhinged as we get.
Yeah,
we really spice it up around here sometimes. We talk about, what if she has to pee? But that's a great question. I really am curious. I wonder if she now has it down. I mean, she's done the show so many times. I wonder if she has it down to, like, a science where it's like, all right, this is how much,
like,
water
I'm gonna pee.
I have to drink
right.
during the day to keep myself hydrated for the show.
Yeah.
I have to, you know, sip water throughout, obviously. But, like, I can't drink too much or else I'll pee my pants.
Yeah. You know what, like, what if you have diarrhea?
That's a nightmare. I don't know. I don't know what happens.
I just feel like maybe she has to have something in the bodysuit, like, just in case, like, she farts.
Like a like a diaper?
Like, maybe, like, extra padding?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, she has, like, pairs of...
I don't know what, because I'm trying to think the what would have, thinking as a publicist, what would be worse. And I think it's the diaper.
I think so too. I think
having
out.
The diaper or pooping yourself on stage.
I think having, because then, right? So if you go, say you're raw dogging it.
Yeah.
Right? You're going no diaper.
Yeah.
And it's a very slim chance that you have any, right? It's a downright, as close to zero as you can get.
Yeah.
But if you're wearing a diaper every night, then that is a pretty high chance that
and then
gets
you're putting,
exposed.
You're like putting it in your own. It also sends a message like, oh, she's going to wear a diaper every night in case, like, what, has she got IBS?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, we can't, what's going on here?
Right.
Like, that it was thought about to a point of like, all right, well, we need to
make
sure.
No, but I'm not saying she has like a bubble butt because she has like a diaper on. Like,
I'm just saying
a little extra,
well,
like.
Here's the thing. She's got.
She's wearing a thick pad, a heavy pad.
Yeah. Heavy flow, wide set vagina.
What if she's like on the first day of her period?
No, don't get me started. But so she has, though, the dancer tights, the fishnet tights, and then the bodysuit.
Right.
And then she also has like other, like whenever she puts on the other shorts, like it's a quick change. So I think she still has like layers.
Right.
And, you know, with her costume.
Right.
Which, like, you know, if you shit your pants in your costume, she's got another one in the back. You know
right.
what I mean? She has 200 and something costumes. Did you see that? Or no, I'm sorry. It was like 250 pairs of shoes at least from Christian Louboutin. I saw that fact. But so I don't even know how many costumes at this point. But, you know, it's like it's insane. But I think it's a good question. The who does she trust her phone with?
Wait, we're still on. Yeah, I earlier when the show started, I said I want Taylor Swift to do something crazy. I didn't know what it was going to be. Now it's this.
You wanted to wear a diaper?
I want Taylor Swift to like be at a show in Barcelona in the shadow of La Familia Sagrada.
and
just be like, hey, everyone.
I gotta poop.
I'm pissing right now.
Yeah. Imagine. She's drunk on stage. She just goes totally off the rails.
Oh my God, like Bradley Cooper in Starbucks.
Yes,
Starbucks.
Yes,
Starbucks.
Yes,
I'm taking a piss right now. No, and no, I know what you're thinking. I'm not wearing a diaper.
It's so disgusting.
That would just be, that'd be on another level. Could you imagine the outrage? Could you imagine the,
no,
like,
my
people
God.
Lose their minds.
Yeah.
I wonder if like, because she's so famous, not this specifically, this is obviously gross, but I'm thinking, like, are there some times where she's like, I just want to do something fucking crazy to, like, shock people. Like,
right.
I just want to do something
I
want to
know, I guess, like, an unhinged sometimes question is, like, what's, like, the hardest drug you've ever done?
Yeah, true. Oh.
Like, I want to know if she's ever rolled, and maybe I want to know if she was rolling at Coachella, which I don't
I
think
wonder,
she was.
I don't think it, but I
but
wonder
maybe she
that
took,
too.
Like, half a point.
I bet that she's done a lot of drugs, but probably more when she wasn't, like,
as
know,
famous.
Like Calvin Harris.
Yeah,
age.
Yeah,
like
right,
when she
right.
Was, if
going
she
to
could,
the
like,
graves.
Go outside and not be mobbed.
Right,
you
right,
know
right.
I mean? If, imagine you take Molly right now
no.
and you're Taylor Swift and you try to go out on the street.
No.
Like, I would pass out on the floor. I'd be like, or I'd be like, sorry, everyone, I'm on Molly. Yeah. I have to go.
Even
like,
when,
I have to tell everyone when I'm on drugs.
When
I'm
like
would
roll with Brie and Grace, I'd be like, what in the fuck? Like, how are these girls, like, not having a seizure right now? Because if girls were coming up to me and being like, I love you, I'd be like,
no, I'd be like don't touch,
like,
me, bitch.
Yeah,
like,
combust. Yeah.
Get away from me. Like, protect myself. Like,
but
no.
It is all the alcohol on your breath.
Yeah. Exactly.
I can smell the alcohol.
I'd immediately get in a fight. Like, I don't care how much of it is an upper. Like, okay. I'm in a fight.
This one,
but,
okay, I liked this.
I did like that question.
That was a really good question.
No, the drug
oh,
one.
Oh, thanks.
I
yeah,
like
that's a really good one. I don't really, I'm trying to think. I don't really have one. I don't really have one. I think yours was good. I want to pay
you
on yours.
I want to know.
My more questions are more like about her, like, lyrics and, like, the songs and, like, what inspired her for, like, each.
Agreed. I'd probably ask her a little bit more about, I'd be like, girl, like, you know, are we all fucking losers? Like, are you, like, cool? Like, what do you think about us?
Right.
I think that is a good question.
That's a good question, yeah.
Because I think, you know, I've heard it said with other, like, I think I've heard it said in movies and TV shows, not even by actual people, but that. Eventually, an artist grows to resent their fan base. Because
of course. How could you not? Especially when
well, like
the fan base.
Well, Doja Cat's like on,
like,
Twitter all the
fans.
Time being like, I fucking hate all of
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
But we were actually talking about it yesterday with Steve Martin, where Steve Martin retired from comedy because he was like, they're not laughing at my jokes. They're laughing at Steve Martin.
Right.
And I wonder if Taylor gets that where she's like, I can. That's why I kind of wanted to do like an album that's crazy. Because like you can. But that at the same time, that's almost. That's. Testing the water still.
Yeah.
Are they going to love this? And of course they are. But I don't know if it's even fucking good anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
What
right? Like,
can
you
tell? You
guys
like,
are gaslighting me.
That's
I don't know what's good anymore.
I don't know. Right. You don't know. You can't tell. Like the crowd just cheers. You can't tell.
Right.
Like,
that
is
hard because you don't have any like
worth
objective.
The accolades,
you know
what
I mean?
Right. No objective thoughts and feelings. But I do think that she surrounds herself with people that are like real with her. Like I don't think that. Like, there are people I'd say surround themselves with yes men and whatever, but I don't think that she's one of them.
I think,
but that's still even with that, it's once the you know even if your inner circle is like this isn't your best or this is okay, and then but then I don't know 100 million people are like this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Right. How
you're,
do you,
and then you start to wonder like, are my people idiots?
Yes, they're like assholes.
Yeah,
like
right.
What's trying to keep me down?
Right.
And
yeah,
like,
that is
well,
true. That's so
you
hard.
You don't see me thrive, and then you get into that realm. Anyway, okay.
I would want to know if I could ask her one thing. Female artists, when they're on the road, you know, it's talked about ad nauseum with rock stars and groupies.
Yeah.
They fucking. They fucking random
I think,
dudes?
Like,
I feel like yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like the dancers, maybe? You know what I mean? Or like, obviously not Taylor.
Or like, not
but,
Taylor, but.
Well, that's the thing, too.
Like, how
you know
can
what?
You...
Now I'm thinking more about it. It's a different thing. Because, and this is male privilege, John. You, men can go out and they can hook up with whoever and whatever, and girls will keep secrets.
Right. It could
girls
really be detrimental
go out
to their.
And, like, hook up with guys because they'll, number
their
one,
their image
tell
and, like,
image.
Their fan base and, like, brand
women
deals.
Will be
but you think
more
what?
Harshly.
You think if someone had sex with Motley Crue, they're not going out and telling people after?
No. They're
no,
telling,
but, that,
but it's
but
a different
to them,
perception.
That, they're
it's
rock
like,
stars.
Hell yeah,
we're having
like,
sex.
Let's go.
If
if
Taylor Swift's
out
fucking every dude on her tour, she's a slut and she's disgusting.
Right.
She's like.
Totally different.
She doesn't deserve her job because she's just sleeping around.
It's not even specific to Taylor. It's just like
but I feel like that applies
to
general.
Do female artists have groupies?
Yeah.
Are they out there like, do they have
not
a guy?
Male groupies.
Not male groupies, no. I think it's,
then maybe fucking female groupies.
I think it's a lot of, call up, you know, what's,
no, there's, Taylor Swift definitely has female groupies.
Boy genius.
Boy genius definitely has female groupies.
For sure. But that's the thing is like, that's girls and girls. So it's like, it kind of, I don't know.
Right. Maybe like the more like, queer friendly artists.
Straight man losing out again.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah. As always. Yeah. Straight man. When are the straight men
going to get their rights back?
Yeah. When are they going to feel
Can't even get fucked by mega millionaires
anymore. God damn it.
Damn it.
Okay. Let's jump into another question. I like this one.
Hey, Kelly and Gia, this is Libby from St. Louis.
Ooh, hey,
so I was just listening to last week's episode, and you guys were talking about all the different costume changes and how she's so strategic with everything she does. And it kind of just made me think of the new, like, marching band look that she's doing in the Tortured Poets Department and how we were all gagged that maroon seems to be about Maddie Healy. And I was just kind of thinking back to the Red tour where she was also in sort of like a circus sort of similar looking outfit. If you want, you can look it up. It's really cute. But I was almost wondering if that's what's happening with some of the new imagery now that we have the reality that Maddie's probably a muse for, God help us all, but a lot of her music. So I just wanted your guys' thoughts or if you've noticed any other costume similarities. Love the show. Thank you so much. Bye.
I love that the idea of like taking the Red like marching band outfit and like turning it into kind of like I used to be like this happy band leader. Now I'm like the psycho tortured.
Right,
like
exactly.
I went to the psych ward and now I'm back and I'm still the band leader. But like we're marching into hell now.
Absolutely.
Well, you know who we're shouting out here.
Who?
MCR. Black Parade.
Oh, well, obviously.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Which,
like,
My Chemical Romance. Right.
Yeah. Like, nothing I love more than a little My Chemical Romance. Yeah. Like, a little Helena.
Thank God for Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Right.
Tell
because
that quick.
9/11.
People don't know. Tell that story.
And Twilight never would have happened without 9/11
either.
Twilight
would have happened. Yeah. Tell that string of events because our people will love that.
Gerard Way. Please, I know I said thank God for Osama bin Laden a while ago. It's a joke that makes sense.
Yes.
Context, yes.
We've let it sit in the air for a bit now. But So Gerard Way was in Brooklyn on 9/11. Gerard Way saw the towers. I don't know what he was doing. But saw the towers and said, I have to do music. He wrote a song in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first My Chemical Romance song.
Yeah.
My Chemical Romance became a massively popular band that inspired tons of fan fiction written about it. The first was E.L. James. E.A. Was that her name?
Yes.
E.L. James wrote fan fiction for My Chemical Romance that then became 50 Shades of Grey. No, I'm sorry.
No.
Twilight was first.
Twilight was written
off of My Chemical Romance, right?
It got
inspired by My Chemical Romance.
And then
Fifty Shades of Grey was written.
And so the proliferation of safe BDSM in the world.
You can
make a direct correlation that your girlfriend likes to get choked because Osama bin Laden took down the towers.
Which is just a crazy thing. And there are a lot of lines like that in this world. And I'm very thankful for My Chemical Romance. And, I guess Osama
Gerard Way, when 9/11 occurred, processed the trauma and grief of living through the event. He began writing songs and formed the band My Chemical Romance. If My Chemical Romance was never formed, then Stephenie Meyer would have never wrote her book about having a crush on Gerard Way, and then which is Twilight,
Gerard,
and then E.L. James would have never wrote her book about wanting to have rough sex with Edward Cullen.
Yep,
is crazy.
Which is just nuts. It's just nuts all around.
Yeah.
So I think that that's just a little fact to
which then
tuck
led
into your
to
cat.
Eventually led to, I guess now that we're talking about it. It took
Taylor
down,
and Zane?
Well, I was going to say it took
down
Ellen. I
don't know forever.
Right, that's so true also.
We wouldn't even have that.
It took, what'd you say?
It took down Ellen.
And it took,
oh my
Dakota
God.
Shades of Grey made
it took down Ellen.
Dana, and then that made, it made Madam Web happen.
Yeah. Wow.
Butterfly effects are awesome.
So
that's
many things.
Yeah,
butterfly
effect is cool.
Effect.
It is kind of crazy. It makes
so
you
nice.
Like... It kind of almost like gives you like hope and like justification for like bad events. Because like,
oh,
look
absolutely.
At, you know, like... The the little good things that came out of like a horrible, horrible thing. But like
we lost you. Ellen. Yeah, 9/11 sucked, but Ellen did get fired.
Honestly, like that was a national like win for the world.
It completely was. What's her name? National news.
Universal.
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
She was the kind of the.
I did invite you, Ellen.
She is.
That was kind of the tipping point, right?
She's Don Johnson and someone else's daughter, right?
Melanie Griffith.
No, but she was kind of the start of the avalanche of Ellen.
She was the one that Ellen was like, "Why didn't you invite me to your party?" She's like, "I did."
Yeah, she asked. Ellen's like, "Why didn't you invite me to your birthday party?"
Yeah, yeah. She's like, "I did." And she's like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "I invited you because you said last year that I didn't invite you, and I didn't even know we were close like that. So then I invited you again, and you still didn't come." And she like called her out.
All of a sudden, that like sparked.
And everyone was like, "Yeah." And by the way, also, she's a cunt. Yeah. That's how it went.
She abuses all of us. Help us.
Yeah, literally. So yeah, that's the situation.
Yeah.
Back to our girl here though. I like I'm with her in the repurposing. One of my favorite things that she's repurposed now, like in the Eras Tour and like during it, the performance. I don't know if people notice. During I Could Do It With a Broken Heart, she does bits and pieces of all the dances from the other songs.
She does
the August dance. She does the Lover dance. Does like bits and pieces to show like that's she's literally talking
What's the
about
Lover dance?
The where she has like
she like kind of like like sautés.
Floats across.
Yeah,
okay. It's a specific move. I mean, we're watching live streams all the time. She like does this, and then she does the spin. She does like a couple other moves that she like does throughout the show. And like someone else pointed this out, like I didn't make these connections, but I do like how she thinks about these things. And then I mean,
she's just the queen
the maroon thing. Well, our reaction to that when that song came out, the
crazy
Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. Yeah. Having that line about will that make your memory fade from the scarlet maroon like it never happened, like that I've never been more gagged in my life. Like that was a crazy fucking thing to realize. That
gag
maroon
mean?
Gag means like shook like, up like oh my god I was I couldn't speak
like you
I was
yeah
because so
you're so gagged on on what just happened.
Are you gonna start saying it?
No, I don't think that one's for me.
It's too far gone for you.
Seen it before in like tweets, like when did someone gag in an interview or whatever?
Oh yeah, get gagged in a interviewer.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Leaving them speechless.
Yeah,
what it is. Yeah, it's just
that's not what I would think of.
No, I know. That's why I said you're too far gone. The other one. Right. There's no reason.
It's not even.
Oh,
I wasn't even. No, I wasn't even thinking sexual. I just like.
I was like, oh no.
No, I was thinking just like.
like gagging on like a toothbrush.
Yeah. True.
That's like I have started gagging when I brush my teeth now, and it's like
oh,
really
it's the worst.
Disgusting.
I had to stop using electric toothbrush for a while. I'm back on it.
Oh, maybe that's why that happens to me.
Because it makes your mouth vibrate, and like if I try to put it on my tongue, I'm like I'm gonna puke, and I like throw up too many times in the morning. I'm like this sucks.
No,
so
it's
I'm
gross.
Like, you know, I have to manually brush.
I accidentally last night, I eat a lot of popsicles.
Ooh.
I eat like. Honest to God, 6 to 12 Outshine popsicles a night, and
which is
it's
sick.
Insane,
sickening. if we cut him open, I stop
at Westside Market on the
six
home,
to 12
every day.
If
I stop
we cut him
and
open,
box.
Like his stomach would look.
You
like
You
don't
have
one
water.
Those,
you just have popsicle juice.
His stomach would look like one of those weird like those red pickles. You know that everybody's.
Oh
always
yeah,
has
the
that shit?
Yeah the chamoy pickle.
The chamoy pickle. Yeah. Like I feel like that's what he looks like on the inside. You know what I mean?
You should try the chamoy pickle. I feel like if anyone would eat it, it would be you.
Sure. What is
okay.
it?
Okay. It's you know TikTok.
It
chop?
Looks fucking disgusting.
It's like a pickle that has like a chamoy, which is like a Mexican syrup or like a Spanish syrup, and then it's like
it's red.
Hot Cheetos, and then it's wrapped in fruit roll up, and then you put what's the margarita topping salt.
Oh, Chilean sea salt?
No, it's
the red, you know.
Yeah,
the
red
the
salt.
The margarita.
Like the
Himalayan pink salt?
No, chili salt. Chili.
Oh, tajine.
Tajine.
Oh, I eat a lot of popsicles with tajine on it.
I love tajine. Yeah. So that's why I was like, I want
to
try
to mango
see
popsicle
would, like,
with tajine on it.
Did you? Of course.
That actually sounds delicious.
So you would love this.
So maybe you would like the
chamoy
pickle.
But when you see the color of it and what it looks like, you'll
it's like red 40, like it's so bad for you.
I'd eat that for sure.
You would eat it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to order one and have you eat it.
I'll do it. But I was eating a popsicle last night, and when you eat as many popsicles as I do, there's. well, high risk of, I don't know. I'm just in bed, high, sucking my popsicle. You know how it is.
Yeah.
And, you know how it is.
And for the first time last night, I have a real strategy. I know how I eat my popsicle. Like, I kind of twist it in my mouth until there gets to be an indent.
Yeah.
Get a real headlight figure, and then I bite
you,
that.
You make it look like a dick first, and then you bite the top off. Yeah, okay, all right, yeah.
It's not a dick. It's not a
but
dick.
But I bet it looks like
oh,
it.
Hey. It's not a dick. But last night it was a weak popsicle and it broke off too fast.
No, oh, no. Did you, in your oh, mouth? No.
So I swallowed like an entire popsicle.
Did you choke?
And it stuck.
Oh no.
Right here.
Oh no.
Like honestly, it was 3/4 of a popsicle. Full solid went because I was sucking it. It went right down my throat. Right
oh
there.
No.
And
oh no.
I just sat in bed like this.
Don't panic.
Waiting to melt. And I was just like, I couldn't breathe. It was crazy.
Yeah, I guess that's good to know, like, to not panic. Like, at least you knew that eventually it would melt.
What if
you
died that way? But that, I mean, how else would you die,
he
though?
He choked on a popsicle in bed.
That's the most.
It's honestly, it was a riddle when we were a kid. You remember that? When the murder weapon.
Don't eat when you're laying down.
No, it was like the murder weapon wasn't found.
Oh, because it was an icicle.
It was an icicle.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I don't know what happened to this guy. Like, there are.
Yeah, that's crazy. No,
roughly a dozen popsicle sticks around.
He'd be like, he has some popsicle remnants on, like, yeah, on the inner, like, coated
yes,
his throat.
Yes, yeah. Inside his trachea.
Yeah, because
I don't have, like, bedside tables or anything either, so I just eat a popsicle and I just...
You don't have a bedside table?
Nah, dude. And I put the...
He's just trash. Like, in so many ways, you're not trash, and then, like, others, you're so trash that I'm like, oh, my God.
It's not even trash. It's just trash. What I'm what do I need a bedside table for? I
to just put your popsicle
sticks
like
your water
so
bottle.
You're gonna throw them on the floor.
I have a king size bed.
You're living in squalor. Okay, oh my god!
The water bottle stays in bed with
what
me.
What if it spills?
That's why I only use bottles. Body armor. But like it's the first thing I do is I wake. It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
I wake up and I swing my feet off the side of the bed and I have a full length body mirror there and I sleep naked, so that's the first thing I see. And I just step onto a pile of trash.
Oh, I mean, like, gross, John. Like, how do you?
But you don't think
I wish I didn't wake up and the first thing that happened was I put my feet in my
I see my gross naked body, then I feel the warm crinkle of Einstein wrappers.
It's like gross.
That's why you need a bedside table.
Get a bedside table or a little side trash.
Yeah,
you can do a bedside trash.
Yeah.
But we'll hear me on this. Okay. And I just thought of this 2 seconds ago.
We're cooking.
You know how people make their bed and they'll say, well, I accomplished something this morning.
Yeah.
The first thing I do every morning is I clean.
Okay.
Oh, and so do you feel good doing that? And then the morning you're like,
okay, at least last night's
true. Listen, I would be lying if I wasn't saying that. Sometimes I'll fall asleep on the couch like I did last night, and I'll wake up 4 a.m. and I have trash. Currently, right now, there is a Snickers ice cream bar on my coffee table because I ate it, passed out, woke up at 4 a.m. and said I'll throw it away later. And then I was running around this morning and didn't do it.
Yeah,
so I won't lie and say that's
I'm good at nothing.
Not in my room. No food in my room.
Yeah. I have that thing where, like, I can't have food sit out. Like, I need
I'm paranoid about cockroaches also, which is crazy that you've not even seen a cockroach
never
in your life.
One.
It's fucking crazy.
I've seen one in my life.
No,
never.
I mean, in your apartment.
Yeah.
You have, I mean, just melted sugar everywhere, and they don't come in.
All right, guys, quick break for seed probiotics. Small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seed's DSO1 daily symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem and great health starts in the gut. That's so true. I feel like I'm always having like stomach issues, and seed like has helped so much, especially when I eat like things that I'm not normally in my diet. My stomach and my gut can kind of like react in a weird way. So seed has like helped like even everything out like in a way. I don't really know the scientific terms, but your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, and your immune system, and more. Seed's patented capsule-in-capsule designs means fragile bacteria can survive the journey from shipping to your door to where it works best in your body. So it gets to where your body really needs it, all without synthetic or chemical coatings. That's huge. You don't want to put anything synthetic or chemically in your body that you don't need, especially when you're trying to benefit your health. You don't want to like add in something that's like kind of making it worse. And I feel like my skin, my hair has felt so much stronger. Like, I feel like my skin, I have way less breakouts, especially when I'm out, like, drinking with friends or going out and I'm out late. Like, I usually always break out. And now I feel like my skin has, like, this, like, healthy glow to it, which is so nice. Fits so easy in my daily routine. Every morning, I just kind of wake up. I take my anxiety medication. I take my seed. And that's kind of, like, my daily routine. I take some of my gummies, like, whatever my day-to-day intake is. And yeah, it just fits so easy. Like, you just add it to whatever you're already doing in the morning. It takes 2 seconds, and yeah, it's the best. So trust your gut with Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic, and go to seed.com/watch and use code 25watch to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/watch, code 25watch. You guys need to check out Seed. They are so great.
I feel like we might have to skip DMs and jump into
the draft. Yeah,
just because you guys have out of order, right?
But what time is that?
Just got a text pass like literally 2 seconds ago.
Oh.
Location from 1 to 4.
Okay, so, perfect. So I feel like we should do.
That was crazy. That was the text
that's
answering
nuts.
That question.
Perfect.
Also, just want to say, maybe one day you can have me on Out of Order.
Whenever you want.
Yeah, I would love to be on.
she is a good actress. We've seen her in action. We've seen her in action. She's a good actress.
Right. Well, it's not actor and actress. It's just actor.
It's just actor. But right. You know, actress.
I would love
sassy.
To have my Out of Order debut one day. Maybe eventually.
Done.
Yay!
That'd be lovely. She was fabulous in the. There you go. She was fabulous in the murder mystery.
I did shows.
What was the video that we made that I recorded? Dad, I'm just not doing this anymore.
Yeah, the Oscar video.
Thing.
That was bad.
The out of order thing is.
That whole video ended up being horrible. But
I always feel like when I always ask you because I'm comfortable. And I feel like we're asking people to do a huge favor. And I just feel bad asking
it's
people.
So
to pay
fun.
No, it's like my
and
number
also,
one
I love,
dream.
And also, I love when like when you ask me to do it, I'm like, yes, clear my schedule, move everything. Like, it becomes the number one priority. Cause it's
no,
the
it's
most
like the
fun
cool
thing.
Kid thing, and I'm like, I want to get in on it.
And now we all have sweatshirts. Yeah. By the way, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw. Okay.
Oh, I love being part of something. Okay. Yeah. All right. So now, we'll get into the draft.
We'll do snake.
Snake draft.
So you do second.
Yeah.
Well, you do second first, and then second, and then 1, 2, 2, 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Here you go.
Fights, do you want to go first since you're our guest?
That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, boy. First.
Or do you know? Wow. We can have Kelly go first.
No, I can go first. Okay.
I'm just going to pick when it's my turn. I'm not going to think too much about this because I can't even list. Still to this day, I cannot list. Like, one of the new interns, the sweet girls out there, we were talking to Taylor, and she was like, what's your favorite on the new album? And I was like, I basically scoffed in her face. I was like, I can't. I was like, I couldn't possibly. Like, I really, like,
imagine,
panicked.
Like, how dare you?
I was really like, I was like, oh, I mean, I don't. I couldn't find. And then she goes, well, like, top three. And I was like,
that's the worst.
And then I listed, by the way, 6 songs. I was like, and I could just keep going. Like, I told you, I really just don't know. And
that's
I ruined,
really
like, I looked like a fucking loser after
that. I did
that.
Actually, I don't know how to find my tweets. Because I tweeted my first listen through. We were talking earlier. My first listen, I think there were 5 songs where I was like, those are good.
I remember your tweet about something.
I do too.
Did you like Down Bad?
But then I love Down Bad.
Definitely.
But then my second listen, I liked like 5 or 6 more.
Yeah,
and then
that's
kind of how it's progressed now.
Totally, totally.
That's how it goes.
But I guess
even now when I listen, I'm like, wait, I like this one a lot more than I thought I did.
Yeah.
Gun to my head, right off the rip, Daddy, I Love Him.
Shit. Okay.
Damn.
I love that.
Right
song.
Off the that's a great. People are gonna love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is it? Okay.
What song? I actually forgot to bring this up earlier. Because I can't remember what song it's in.
Might just die would make. Oh wait, no.
No.
The lyric.
That's
no.
What you sound like you're singing.
The lyric she has where it's. Even if it's handcuffed, I'm leaving.
Oh,
with
yeah.
You.
Even fresh out the. Oh wait, no.
With you,
oh, that's
Bye
Boys.
Bygones faded into gray.
Pick your poison, babe. I'm poison. Oh,
I'm gonna get you back. Yeah.
Great song.
Great song.
I'm gonna get
That's
you
a crazy
back.
Lyric for Taylor Swift to have.
Which one?
What?
Even if it's handcuffed, I'm leaving with you.
Yeah, I love that lyric.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that, she's a woman who's had countless people taken from her property in handcuffs.
I know.
Like, yeah, she's like, I have so many stalkers, but little do you guys know that I'm also
I'm also crazy.
She just gave validation to all of those stalkers who are like, Taylor likes it.
That's not how I don't interpret it like that. It's even if it's handcuffed, I'm leaving here with you. So even if we're handcuffed together, or no, I'm being like, handcuffed because I killed you. That's how I interpret it.
Well, that's what he's saying. But, yeah, like.
I do not care about handcuffs. I'm getting
the okay. Yeah. Okay, I see it.
Like,
I see it.
That's why I'm stalking. Like, I don't care that I'm getting arrested. I'm outside your house, yes. And you're coming with me.
Yes. Okay.
Legitimately, a lot of people heard that and were like, "That's about me." She's right. She's
honestly,
talking
that's
to me.
Kind of crazy.
No, that is crazy. I did not even make that connection at all. Not even close. And another connection that I never made before. Sorry, I know we're in the middle of the draft, but smallest man who ever lived. When she said that you didn't measure up in any measure of a man, that's a small dick, like shade throw. I did not know.
Yeah. That could be, totally.
People were saying, well, I mean, it's not,
but
it's not
like,
literally.
Not
but
literally, but like.
It means many a thing, but that didn't even cross my mind. And TikTok's going crazy about it right
now. I love that.
People are like, LMAO, small dick. Like,
small dick energy.
Saying that. Yeah.
Well, I think that whole song
no,
is
No, of
just,
course, of course. Yeah. But I was clutching my pearls once I saw that compare. I said, oh my God.
That's
also
a crazy line, too.
That's
like,
a crazy
you couldn't
line,
even
yeah.
measure up to any measure of a man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know kind of it got touched on with Jill. In Hall, maybe when the All Too Well 10-minute version came out. I know we're doing some, sorry.
No.
It's gotta suck to be like, I had a fling with Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
15 years ago, and now the internet's trying to figure out I'm the guy with a little dick.
Yeah.
Like, one of the questions we got for today was like, do you think that this song has something to do with Jake Gyllenhaal? Like,
no.
Nothing. No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Nope.
Jake Gyllenhaal is not relevant
he's gone.
Anymore.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He did Saturday Night Live with Sabrina Carpenter, and everybody said he was lovely to her and lovely in general. And so, whatever, fine. Let's put him out to
like,
pasture.
Yeah, that's,
I mean?
That's the one thing that annoys me. Is,
yeah.
And I get why. Like, obviously, like, there's things in lyrics that, like, hey, you're like, hey, maybe that could be. Mm-hmm. But, like, no. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's just no way.
Yep.
Okay. With that being said, I'm picking The Prophecy because that's my favorite song.
That you love that song.
And great that song was written about my life, I'm pretty sure. So, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm afraid because I want one, but I also want the other so bad. And I'm trying to think what's going to go first.
Hmm.
I'm going to pick The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Okay.
But you got two. So, you
have
to do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, then I'm also going to choose Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Shit.
No! That's damn it.
That was it. I was afraid. I thought I could hold on
damn
to that
it.
A little bit longer.
That was my next one.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Great.
Then
so
great,
good.
Great, great.
So
okay.
Good.
With that, since you took like those like two bangers, I'm gonna have to take down Bad because obviously.
Damn.
Oh, but that's good. That's good.
All right. I think I can wait on this one.
Oh fuck! I kind of regret my decision actually.
I think I'm gonna go, The Alchemy.
Ooh, nice.
You
nice.
Like that one?
Yeah.
Give a little winky wink to Travi.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love that. And then you get one more fights.
Oh, right. Hell yeah. Okay. In that case, well, now I have another one. I don't want to say what it's between.
Yeah, don't give anything away because we'll fight.
I think I'm gonna get you back.
Oh
nice.
Damn,
damn
that would have been
I
on my
really
list for sure.
One,
yeah, me too.
It is, you know,
it's
drafts
really
are fun.
Song.
Everyone should do drafts with their friend group because then it really puts a price on how much you like all the songs. You
absolutely.
You kind of, you hear someone else say, "Ah, fuck, I didn't even, I
yeah,
love that
yeah,
song."
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Correct, every single one. It's like, oh, good one.
Yeah.
Like, every single time.
I'm between two and. I'm hoping mine doesn't get taken, so I'm going to do Broken Heart. I can do it with Broken Heart.
Okay, good one.
That was another one.
All right. I am now going to go into...
It's an art. You know you're good when you can even do
I'm going to scoop up... I hate it here. I hate it here, so I will go to secret gardens in my mind. People need a key to get to.
But you get two.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go then. Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus. Chloe et al.
I literally hate you.
Yes, I'm feeling good about this one. Finally, yeah, it's been so long since I won a draft.
You easily
by the
have
way.
The best one. I'm gonna go fresh out the slammer.
Good one.
I'm gonna get a little secretive here now.
Oh.
I think maybe again, but your love for songs changes so violently throughout a draft.
Yeah.
I think sneaky two of my favorite songs on the album I still have, and I think I can keep them. I think because they're just songs people don't.
I don't know.
Mention that
you don't
much.
See right. Mm. But do they? Are you sure? Because I feel like you've not.
And we're deep cut girlies.
Literally the old the people I see are the people I follow.
Uh huh.
I'm not a For You page guy.
Sure.
So
sure.
People I follow don't talk about them.
All right. Mm.
Which means basically you two.
Right. Okay. And that's really all that matters.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
True. Yeah, that is all right. True.
Do it.
I'm gonna leave one of those two. This is a risky move here, and I'm gonna take.
Well, you can draft two.
You can do two.
God damn it! Why can't we figure this
I don't
out?
Know, I know. I did the same thing.
All right, so I'm gonna end up taking one of those. No, I'm not. I'm gonna go Black Dog and Thank You, Amy.
Wow.
No, okay. Black Dog is a good one. I was really eyeballing Black Dog for myself. Yeah, Thank You, Amy is also like I was literally listening to it on the way. Okay. It's playing right now.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to take The Bolter.
No!
Good
Son
one.
Of a bitch! That was the one! That was the one!
No, Gia clocking. Loves The Bolter. No.
The Bolter's arguably the best song on
it's
the album.
It's the best.
It's so
best.
Good. It's so good.
Oh, man.
It's fun till you get
I knew,
to know
I, it. Was my, it was my next to draft, but I knew I would never make it past
that's
you.
That's
like,
so
I knew it. I knew it.
Oh, my God.
When you
God.
Didn't say it, I was like, oh, my God.
That
there
is
was no way.
So funny.
Hilarious.
Now you're going to take it.
Yeah. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Let's see. Well, I get two.
Now I hope you do. Now I hope it's the next word out of your mouth.
I don't know if it will be because we talked about it. Because I talk about the song all the time, and you actually don't like the song.
Okay.
I Look in People's Windows.
Okay.
I Want for Myself. And then a song that you would pick, John. I'm trying to think. Now I'm like, oh, I want to get the one that he wants. But I'm being selfish about the ones that I love. That's between two for me. And they're both sad.
Yeah. I think I know what you're going to say.
I think I have to go. Man, this is really hard because both of them are like
similar vibes or
similar vibes. So good.
Gun to your head.
Gun to my head. How did it end?
You cunt. Like, I knew you were going to say that.
Did you? Did you really?
I really did. Swear my life. I knew
you
were going to
say
that.
Do you know what
I was between? No. But I was. How did it end? Let me guess, like LMI.
No, that was like third in the list.
Okay.
But the other one, no.
You,
no, no, no.
Okay, so How Did It End and I Hate It Here are like my two sad ones that I love. So that's hard for me.
It's tough.
So for that, I'm going to do So Long London because
I
think So Long is my third favorite sad
it's
one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That was my, it was How Did It End, So Long London, what was the last one you just said?
LOML.
Yeah.
All right, I got one.
Now, okay. What's yours?
You
Florida.
Okay.
Good
one. I love Florida as well.
One,
I love Florida as well.
I'll take Florida and I'll take Torture Poets Department.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
Which,
always
by the way,
in your head.
My dad's least favorite song of all time.
Really?
Well, just hates it?
That's hilarious.
He loves the Chelsea Hotel. And
same.
And when it came out, he's like, I'm never going to be able to get a room there
oh,
again.
Oh, I said the same thing. It's the same exact thing. I was like, oh, you'll never be able to get in there again. Like, never again.
Which isn't true because they're coming this weekend. But
oh, yeah. And they're also fine. And by the way, a week later, I went and had dinner there. So clearly it's fine. It's,
when
it's
that
not,
first
it's
came out, I thought for sure.
Me too.
Right.
I guess maybe it's. Actually, I don't even know what Taylor's age demographic is. Her age demographic's our age.
It's our age, right.
It's everything.
Which people our age are there, but I guess no, younger people are not caring. Maybe they're thinking like, oh, people also might not know that it's like, cover your ears. People might not know that it's like a really good restaurant. There's like two restaurants in there.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A nice bar and like it's a really wonderful pop.
Don't they have
spot.
Like really good like oyster shooters?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
They have really good champagne as
ooh,
well.
Ooh, I would love to check that out.
I'm blanking on the name. So the like, restaurant, just yeah. Like the restaurant at the Chelsea Hotel. There's like a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, the Mexican
also
restaurant.
Also the regular
yeah.
restaurant. Mm. And that that restaurant is just so delicious. They have the little tiny like cacio e pepe ravioli or whatever.
Oh, yum.
It's really good food. Really good food and good drinks.
Yum. Okay. I'm between
right
two
now.
And I am really conflicted because I'm really sad. Okay. I think I'm going to be more sad if this one's taken. So I'm going Albatross.
Okay. Good one for you. You love that song too.
I do.
Okay. Oh, well, then I'm going to go LOML.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Clarabeau.
Okay.
I love Clarabeau.
Clarabeau's a great one.
I'm a huge
that's a
fan
really,
of that song.
Really, really good song. Cute,
yeah.
Underrated song for
agreed.
Sure.
So
okay,
great.
And then I'm going to go Guilty as Sin.
Oh, that's a...
Sleeper.
How did it go so long without...
That's what I was nervous about.
Wow.
I was between Guilty as Sin and Albatross, so I'm
wow,
really glad
I can't
that,
believe it went that long.
Yeah.
What was the song that you were talking about that you thought I was going to take? Or have I not? Has it not been taken yet?
I don't think.
Well, you were like, I hope the next song I was going to say comes out of your mouth right now. And I said, no, it's not going to. Because I did.
Oh, Florida.
Oh,
I wanted
okay.
you guys to back-to-back steal.
Oh, yeah. That would have been good. No,
okay. Yeah, you know what's funny? As I'm looking at this, just because I never look at, you know, I hit play and I put my phone in my pocket.
Yeah.
I definitely don't know. Outside of the Bolter and the manuscript, I know. I don't know Cassandra, Peter, or Robin.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be able to.
I'm not a big Cassandra fan or a big Robin fan, but they're both very good. Peter is very
Peter
good.
Peter is awesome.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to Peter.
Yeah.
Take time to listen to
the
Peter.
The Bridge of Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Peter is excellent. Robin is good. I put Robin in the category of too sad to listen to.
Yeah, because
it's an assume you'll get better category.
And my dad calls me Tiger, and he'll always say, like, way to go, Tiger.
It's a song, it's written for like, it. The rumors are that it was like Aaron Dessner wanted to write it for his child.
Yeah.
And so she's singing it or whatever. So it's all about like protecting you.
He has
from
a daughter
like
named Robin.
Yeah.
Oh,
pretend,
okay.
Yeah.
It's all about like protecting you from like the horrors of the world as long as you can. Like, you know, like hide you from this. What's that? We keep secrets in sweetness. What are the words?
I still don't know the lyrics of it. Yeah.
Hold on, because it's important. Lyrics. In sweetness. It says, buried down deep and out of your reach, the secret we all vowed to keep from you in sweetness. And it's just the fact that, like, the world sucks. Like, it's a really, really
sad
song.
Song.
Like, nostalgia-wise, you know? Anyway, okay.
You got two fights.
In the same vein, I'll go So High School.
Yay.
Great. Good one. Ooh, you're just a Travis Kelce fan.
Yeah.
Making up for that bad dream
He's a Tavis stan.
It's a Tavis stan.
No, it perfectly explains why I didn't like Travis Kelce.
Because
he reminded me of me.
No. Isn't that always the way? Isn't that always the way? Like, I hate that fucking bitch.
Wait,
we're just the same.
Speaking of that, really quick, I got a really funny DM that kind of was on top of that, but it's just from this guy, and he goes, name's Nick here, 31, white male, total Swiftie bro, since day one, total OG stuff, talking Beautiful Eyes, EP era. Saw her Speak Now World Tour twice, one time being where James Taylor joined her on stage.
Ooh.
He's like, Taylor Swift is the greatest solo artist of all time, the records tell it all. I'm like, is this fights? Like,
is it Travis?
Yeah.
It sounds more like Travis. That's hilarious.
So High School, and then you get one more.
So High School, and see, again, I could take the manuscript, but then again, I'm kind of,
like,
I
no,
think
don't.
Most, I won't, because okay. it wouldn't be a genuine choice. But just, I didn't realize that towards the end, it kind of just all bleeds together for me.
Yeah, it
so,
does.
Yeah.
I guess out of, from being genuine, I'd have to go Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. And I fucking love that song.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's like, it
really
gets me going.
It actually
been going on
I love
way
the
more.
Beginning.
It was a skip for me in the beginning. And I.
Same. And I think it's because it was like the Post Malone song. It's the single.
It's the
first track. Like, whatever. So I was like, oh, like, But the more I listen to it, the more, especially the end with like the whole production and all the different synths and stuff. Oh, mm-hmm. love it.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Peter.
Good. Yeah. Well, we just talked
and
about
it. And I won't confess that I waited, but I let the lamp burn as the men masqueraded. I'd hoped you would learn with your feet on the ground. Tell me, what have you learned?
I'm not all the way there. I'm watching you. I know
you
the words.
You said you'd come and get me, but you were 25. And
that's a great song.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I don't know all the I don't know them as well to sing them as loudly and confidently.
You're good.
Oh, shit.
We're almost out of here.
Let's see. Oh, no. Yeah. You pick Peter.
Yep.
Then I'm picking The Manuscript.
Okay.
And I'm picking My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was our surprise song.
That was our surprise song in Paris.
I think I thought that was off. I think I would have taken that. Maybe. Mm. And now
it's funny because. Oh, wait. No. Okay. Oh, so with this, I'm going to pick Robin then.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You get I Can Fix Him and Cassandra.
Okay. So we're.
Right.
We're all at 10 or fights at 11. Yeah.
Fights. Yeah. You have one less, I guess. Yeah.
No, because
oh, no, sorry. We have the same.
We have
fights
the same.
Has one
He'll
more.
Have
yeah.
one more because he's the guest.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And it's Cassandra. You don't even know that song. So
yeah.
Who cares? Who cares?
Yes. Okay. So let me read.
I'm pretty comfy.
Yeah.
I'm okay, pretty comfy. So with my, yeah. I think I might like blow.
No, you
out
did
of
a really good
water.
Job.
I will say I obviously do not have
your
a
first
strong
three
grasp.
Are very strong.
The I thought I. Was the runaway folklore winner? I think you texted you like I'm kicking everyone's ass.
Because I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She did. Yeah, usually it's
I'm,
Gia.
You,
like,
yeah.
Usually
I'm
Gia
pretty
wins.
Good, but I.
She's got her finger on the pulse. I'm too selfish. I'd pick my favorites.
No,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
I, but
yeah.
no, with this, no, but that's what I do too. But I feel like
true. Yeah, maybe you're just more aligned.
The girlies know the deep cuts, and they like. I think they appreciate the deep cuts. The people who pick the deep cuts more. But
yeah,
I think
yeah,
I
yeah.
fucked up here by going down bad. And I Can Do It With a Broken Heart first because I should have, like, I hate it here. Like,
should've
I or Call You Sam, like, ugh, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. Fights is But Daddy, I Love Him, The Alchemy, I'm Gonna Get You Back, The Black Dog, Thank You, Amy, Florida, Tortured Poets Department, So High School, Fortnite, I Can Fix Him, and Cassandra.
That's an unbelievable
great
list.
That's a great list.
Great
and
list.
Also, So You. Like, that list is just every single one of those songs I've been like, oh, he'll love that song. Yeah. That song. So You.
Mine is The Prophecy, Down Bad, Broken Heart, I Can Do It With Broken Heart, Fresh Out the Slammer, The Bolter, So Long London, The Albatross, Guilty as Sin, Peter and Robin. Kind of fuck with that heavy.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Kelly is The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I Hate It Here, Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus, I Look in People's Windows, How Did It End, LOML, Clara Bow, Manuscript, My Boy Only Breaks Favorite Toys. Great list
as
well.
That's the best list I've ever done.
This is why we need 31 song albums.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
now we all have good
Suck
lists.
It, Billie
yes.
Eilish.
Yeah. You can't draft your
no
albums,
No one's doing
bitch.
A Billie Eilish album draft, and that's why, okay? Like, God damn it.
That was amazing. I think that was really
so
truly
fun.
my best draft.
Yeah,
ever
you
done.
Did a really good
so
job.
So let us know in the comments when you see them. Mm-hmm. Let us know how you feel. Thank you, John, for
thank
joining
you
us
thanks,
today.
John.
This is lovely. We've been going for a while, almost 2 hours. So thank you for taking the time. And we hope you guys enjoy. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back on Tuesday. Let's see. What do we have this weekend? It's more Madrid shows.
And
then that's pretty
that's
much
about
it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Again, rep clowns, sit down. We were made fools of again yesterday. So let's not get crazy. Let's take the weekend off. Mm-hmm. And we will see you guys next week.
Love you guys.